You know, I can't lie and say that I'm a big gamer at all. I used to play video games a lot when I was, like, probably a teenager and maybe younger than that, between, like, 10 and 17. I probably played video games a lot, but after that, it was off and on. But I will say this, the hardest game to this day that I think I've ever played, and still the hardest game that I play now, whenever I do play it, it's been probably about 6 months since I played it now, is Mario Kart. Mario Kart is a hard ass game. And I'm not talking about playing other people necessarily, like real people. I'm talking about a computer. And particularly Mario Kart 7. I really don't have too much experience with the other ones that much. I mean, I played them a lot, but Mario Kart 7 is like my favorite. 1 through 6, I played, but not like I played 7. And I'm telling you, man, not only is it like probably one of the best games I've ever played, one of the best, it's also the hardest game I've ever played. I've looked online and seen some of the things people do. Either I'm a real bad video game player, or these people are like video game geniuses. Because I'm talking about some of the stuff they be doing on Mario Kart looks impossible. Some of the stuff they do, you have to do like split second, right at the exact time, to do some of the tricks they do, and I have no idea how they do them. Like, I still don't even know how to slide real good. I might not even know how to do that at all. I win every now and then, but not like that. I don't think I'll ever get the gold car at all. The gold cart. The gold wheels, gold whatever it is, I'll never get that. I've unlocked almost everything except for that, and it took forever for me to do that. That is a hard ass game. I'm talking about hard. Like, it really pisses me off, cause when you get to the higher levels, I just keep falling off the track. It's so irritating. You just drive right off the track over and over and over again. And you know how it is. Everything is so time-based. You fall off the track one time, you might as well just stop playing. You might as well just start over again because you lost. Yeah, you just lost. All you gotta do is make one mistake, you lost. You gotta actually play perfect to be able to beat most of them levels. And from what it looks like online, people can actually do that. I don't know how, but they can. But again, I'm not a gamer like that, so I don't have those types of skills. I find it very interesting, people that can do those types of things. I'm thinking like, how in the hell do you do that? I still don't understand. It seems impossible. It really does. But, I mean, it can be done. Like the shortcuts, man. I'm telling you, go online and look at shortcuts for Mario Kart 7 and look at some of the things that you have to do to be able to do shortcuts and everything. It's crazy, man. Simply insane. I never be able to do it. Matter of fact, not only would I not be able to do it, but I'll never sit down and try to take time to figure out how to do it. It's not even something that's gonna benefit me in any way. I just find it interesting that people can do it. So I will say that Mario Kart 7 and Mario Kart in general probably is the hardest game I've ever played. And I think that even for a seasoned gamer, I'm talking about somebody that's played all types of video games, Mario Kart is probably the hardest game they've ever played also. Like, you could find a person that plays those shooter games and those adventure games and all this stuff that they play online, put them on Mario Kart 7 and see what they do. They might do a good job, but I definitely don't think they can do the stuff that would make them beat the whole game. I don't think so. It's a whole nother beast, man, I'm telling you. And the thing about that is, they disguise it and make it seem like it's such a children's game with all the little laughter and the colorfulness and the characters and all the stuff. Children or not, that game is hard as hell. You get what I'm talking about? You gotta be a video game genius to be able to beat that game. Tell me, you do. You do, man. Go look at it. Some of the stuff you have to do in split second. They be like, when you get to right at this part of the track, turn left, do a slide, jump on the rail, and go in this hole. And I'm like, well, damn, how the hell did you do all that in one motion? I ain't even know nobody's fingers could move that fast. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I stopped playing because of that. I used to think that game was so fun until I realized I'll never be able to beat it, because I can't stay on the track on a lot of levels. Like, maybe, of course, I could beat all the basic levels, and then I can go to the medium. But when it get to after that, when it get a little more difficult, it's just hard for me to stay on the track. And I done tried every type of wheel. I done tried every type of car. And if you go slow, you will lose. But if you go fast, it's hard for you to stay on the track. So, only reason I'm saying all this, because I haven't played in so long. I thought about, you know, turning it on and playing it for a little while, but I do not want to frustrate myself by losing so much. I hate to lose. That's one game. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't played in a couple of months, but that's still one game that's so old that I remember I could still go online and still play people from around the world on such an old game. And it doesn't matter day or night, middle of the night, morning, whatever, you can always go on Mario Kart 7. Go online and you'll find somebody that you can play. A real person, not a computer. And they'll play you all night, man, kicking ass. You get what I'm saying? A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people. Sometimes it'd be about 8 people that I'd be playing against, like real life people. And then sometimes it'd be 3 and a computer filling of the slots. It all depends. But it's always somebody out there. Always somebody out there to play. And they actually be pretty good. All of them, yeah. Everywhere, man. Everywhere. All across the world. It's a fun time. The thing about it is, you can't pause. You can't pause the game. So, if your nose itch, you know what I'm saying? Say you got a scratch the top of your head or something. Shoot, ain't no pausing for that. And it always get me every time because I'm so used to playing the computer where if I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, I could just push pause. So I'm still thinking I'm playing the computer, so I'm mashing pause. And I realize I'm not playing the computer. This is a real person. I can't pause this yet. So I end up losing a lot. It's still fun though. Still fun. It's always going to be fun. I was so amazed when I got that game. The first time. I mean, I know it's been years and years and years now. But when I first got it, I was so amazed because I got it for like the 2DS or 3DS or whatever it is. And I was amazed that they could put those types of graphics on such a small screen. It looked just like you was playing on like a Xbox, I mean not an Xbox, but like a regular Nintendo Switch or something. Graphics are crazy, man. I love the graphics. Even now. But I'm not a gamer. I'm not a gamer, so I know other games got better graphics than that, but I was just amazed back then that they could put such good graphics on such a small console. Yeah. Check it out though, man. Mario Kart 7. It'll always be a classic, man.